Participating in this service, the Great Vigil of Easter, sometimes feels like a three-ring circus. In this ring we have fire, in this ring we have water, and in this ring we have bells, lights, and hallelujahs. And how appropriate, really, that is, as this is the night that says and does it all. For we celebrate the miracle of death being conquered and Jesus rising to life. We celebrate the very heart of our Christian faith with the mystery of darkness, the hope of light, the cleansing waters of baptism, and the chaos and joy of our new creation. Yes, it is at least a three-ring circus. And isn't that just the perfect way to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Yeah. So we began with fire, our primary source of warmth and light, and it represents for us the victory in Christ of light and life over darkness and death. And the very first thing we lit was the Paschal candle, which symbolizes the risen Christ, and all of you shared in the light of that symbol. And as we came into the dark church with our tiny little flames aglow, we showed literally how the light of Christ has the power to dispel, little by little, the darkness of the world. Next up, still in the darkness, were the stories of our salvation history. Because God has acted throughout history to save God's people. And these stories weave a pattern that shows us the saving grace of God, which began long before the time of Jesus and will continue long after we're gone. For the story of salvation will be ongoing until the end of all time. And then we moved into the ring with water. And in the thanksgiving over the water, we heard the theological history of water in Scripture and in our lives. And with Camille's baptism, we were able to renew our own baptismal covenant, given in response to the saving power of Jesus, who passed through death into life tonight, just as we pass through death into life in the waters of our own baptisms. And then, at last, the final ring of the circus, complete with bright lights coming on, wonderful music, ringing bells, and the joyful shout of Alleluia to greet each other and our risen Savior. Wasn't it fun?
Yes, it is.
It just is. And now we'll move ahead into the celebration of the Eucharist, the part of the service known as the Great Thanksgiving. And we are surely grateful for this night, for God's saving power, for our new life in Christ, and for the love that surrounds us and upholds us now and forever. Amen.